coming to you from Orange County, California. This is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
I tend to always, almost always, less is more. I mean, I've trimmed where I was working with the boys 3 days a week, and I know that they're doing two other sessions outside of me every day, whether I tell them to or not.
You say two other sessions, like two other jiu-jitsu sessions or running or...
Yeah, something. It's always something, right? So, I mean, a lot of guys, especially those real high-level competitors, they're type A personalities. They want to push. They want to grind. They want to work hard. And we all see those memes, you know, all, you know, no days off, all this kind of stuff. It's all over the place. But it, a lot of times, until you experience it, we're not superheroes, right? We can do a lot of things to make us superhero-ish, right? But it all it catches all of us, right? And I think if we can somehow just let them know that less is more and just give them a healthy dose and play the long game, you and I both know in 5 years we can do an incredible amount of work. In 6 months, we can do a good stuff, but if we push too hard and they break,
you can, in 6 months, you can hinder much more what you can do in 5 years than you can enhance it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I always say, like, hey, if you miss one session a week, that's 52 sessions a year. If you train jiu-jitsu 52 more times than me, I'm in trouble. You know, so you can blow past people in 5 years if you're just steady and consistent and patient, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a great perspective on it. Yeah, I remember when I was training a lot of jiu-jitsu guys, and Homolo was certainly the standout. I mean, he's the standout in pretty much any group. He said at the peak of his training, he was doing 18 training sessions per week.
3 a day.
Which was, I think, three strength and conditioning sessions with me, two extra just conditioning sessions, and then 13 jiu-jitsu sessions.
That's a lot of work.
Definitely a lot of work, and probably not, you know, relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But my main takeaway from it, and he was doing, you know, a decent job of this on his own, was that all the sessions were not the same from an intensity standpoint.
Right.
I think this is kind of the point that's got to be hammered home to people is training 6 times a week, 10 times a week, whatever the number is, doesn't mean that you're doing 10 identical sessions from a difficulty standpoint.
Absolutely.
And that's I think where people can start to understand how they can plan and schedule their week better is that there's higher stress, higher intensity days, whether that be lifting or jiu-jitsu, and to start to manipulate that kind of thing.
This is a clip from episode number 143, Scheduling Jiu-Jitsu and Strength Training with Corey Beasley of Fight Camp Conditioning. Corey and I talk about how to classify your stressors, whether that's physical training in the gym or sprinting, med ball throws, jumps, all that good stuff, or your jiu-jitsu into high, medium, and low days. So that could be live training, specific training, drilling, and how to organize those together so you can maximize your training while still recovering and having recovery built into the program. So make sure you check out the full episode of the Jug Life, episode number 143, Scheduling Jiu-Jitsu and Strength Training with Corey Beasley, as well as subscribing to the Jug Life on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or find it right at jtsstrength.com.